This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid and you just take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate your time with me. I appreciate the time that you spend with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Just get engaged. Even if you don't agree with the conversation or what I'm saying, get engaged. Let me know. We have a live chat room going on. So you can truly, unlike other shows, you can truly have a say in what's going on. Some input in what's happening. Right? You don't have to call and take 7 minutes to ask. I like taking callers, don't get me wrong. You know, if you guys can get the question out, it's great. I just don't like it when you have to explain the whole thing to me because it really doesn't give you time to answer your question. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, you know, Americans really want the truth. There's no question about that. The majority of Americans really want you to tell them the truth. They just don't know who to trust anymore. And as I was talking about with Joe, if they can't trust us, who can they trust? If they can't trust people who claim to be people of integrity, people of God, people that want to do the right thing, who else are they going to trust? Seriously. Now, I've had this guy on the show before. His name is Clay Clark. He's going to join me after the first break. And he is having a health and freedom conference across the country, many locations. I'll talk to him a little bit about that. But he recently had one in Oklahoma. You have over 5 million views of the whole event. And he had people like General Flynn there and Lyndon Wood and Sidney Powell and a whole bunch of others. People from the medical world or what have you. To talk about and discuss truly what is going on around us, what we can do to save ourselves. Because you definitely don't want to rely on the government. What people have done to push back. To keep their businesses open, to make sure they could feed their families. But it's like I was talking about with Zoe. I mean, seriously, do you trust God or don't you? You don't need to go to a psychic whatever if you truly trust God. I mean, really, you have to do it, and someday we'll get into that spiritual conversation, if you would. But for the most part, if God is truly your sufficiency, he's your sufficiency for money, for food, for a job, for housing, for the whole nine yards. You've just got to figure out from a biblical standpoint, and actually you don't even have to figure it out. I was joking in the last hour about how we pray and we somewhat demand from God to give us the answer, to show us what direction to head in, and then we don't shut up long enough to hear. We end the prayer. And we go walk it off like we got the answer. Well, we already had the answer. Why we bothered praying, I don't know. And what I mean by that is you already know what you wanted. Big difference. And the reason we don't try, and again, you know, some people think the reason we were banned again from YouTube, I think for 30 days or something like that. Although, again, I'm not paying much attention to these things. I'm really not beating my brains out to get it fixed or anything like that. Whatever they take, they take. But I mean, seriously, you know, we're not getting real information. We know we're not. We're not a stupid lot. When you look at the numbers, they don't make sense. When you start hearing, like in Europe right now, what you find out in Europe is their number. They've reported, this is from Europe, and their vaccine injury reporting system, they have reported almost 350,000 adverse effects from these vaccines. Almost 350,000. We got the nut job known as Fauci saying, oh, no, it's nominal. It's, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people, maybe. We don't even know if those were really, really had anything to do with the vaccine at all. Right. Not a problem. Perfectly healthy people who get sick all of a sudden after getting the vaccine probably has absolutely nothing to do with it. This is where they make me nuts. So, the EU vaccine injury reporting system shows more than 330,000 adverse events. This was from a few days ago, following the COVID vaccines. They compile from all of the EU. Every week, actually, it's funny these guys say. The website for this is called The Defender. It's a children's health defense news and views. If you read their articles, there's very little, well, I think, there's very little of them interjecting themselves into this. And they're being squelched. They can't get the data out. Now, the latest data from the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System from last week on injuries and deaths reported after people received one of the three COVID vaccines. VAERS, it's called VAERS. They operate under the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It's the primary government-funded system for reporting any kind of vaccine reactions in the U.S. and the EU. Even if they're suspected, which is really funny, like I said to you earlier, people were dying all over the place. Right? And every one of these deaths was being attributed to COVID. There was no proof. They didn't do any testing. They don't know for sure. Yet these people who got sick immediately after or shortly after getting the shot or the vaccine, and yet they're willing to tell us it had nothing to do with it. Anyhow, as of April 17th, 7,700 reports of deaths. This is in the EU. So, I'm sorry, yeah, 7,700 plus. And 330,000 reports of injuries following injections. We're not talking about injuries where they tripped after they walked out of the office. This is directly related to them. Whether it's the Moderna or Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. Really, seriously. Why are they afraid to let us know? Joe Mattini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want a text alert that the show's coming up because some of you can't figure out how to put it in your Outlook or whatever it is, you can always text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. Look, I'm honored again to have Clay Clark join me right now. And, you know, Clay is the is an author and a host of the Thrive Time show. And he's doing, I don't want to call them rallies, but he's doing, you know, informational seminars across the country on health and freedom and the true, what's really going on with COVID, what you're being sold, and why you shouldn't pay a nickel for it. Clay, thanks for joining me. I appreciate very much you being with me today.
Brother, I appreciate you allowing me to lower the quality of your show yet again by interrupting the airwaves and putting my voice of non-choice mixed in with your audio styling. So thank you.
No, I love that you're on with me, and I think this is a something that more and more people need to hear, and not being yelled at, because you're not doing that. I've watched some of the videos. You're giving them real information that they need. So, look, first of all, I want to talk about the success you had in the last Health and Freedom event.
Oh, sure.
5 million people in a relatively short period of time watched video.
Well, let's do this real quick. This is kind of funny. This is kind of fun. This is exciting. This is what the kind of stuff you're not supposed to do when you book radio shows. I've got a guy here with me. True story. He joined my team. JT, how long ago did you join the team?
Well, how long? Like 2 months.
2 months ago. Okay, so this guy, 2 months ago, he worked with one of my clients. He's an employee of one of my clients. It's a basketball coaching facility. He says, "Hey, can I come join the team?" I said, "Sure." About that time, okay, so 44 days before the Tulsa event, it occurred to me I needed to spark a revival. That's what I needed to do. What does that mean? A revival, a return, a reawakening. And so what am I going to do? I wrote down my 3 points. 3 points. Point number one, I'm going to kill the spirit of fear. I'm going to make sure that every single person knows that the models that said that 2.2 million people would die from COVID-19, those are false. The PCR tests are falsely calibrated to inflate the number of positive cases, and that COVID is 100% treatable with budesonide, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine. I repeat, the models are false, the PCR tests are false, and the treatments are real and are being kept from you for false reasons. I'm going to do that. I'm going to kill the spirit of fear. Two, I'm going to share the truth. Three, I'm going to get America back to church and back involved. And you say, well, why you? Why you? Well, it's not about me. It's mission over ego. And because of various things, I happen to be able to call General Flynn, and he'll pick up the phone. He's a friend of mine. I can call Mike Lindell. I can call Lynn Wood. I can call Sidney Powell. My day consists of calling Roger Stone. That's what I do. That's my connections because of the businesses that I've built. And if your listeners want to know about me, they go to thrivetimeshow.com, thrivetimeshow.com, see my bio, learn more about it, thrivetimeshow.com. I thought, let's do it. So I reached out to a bunch of churches. They all said, no, no, no. But, you know, when you start off with no money, what you do, you cold call. I had three jobs, Applebee's, Target, and DirecTV. That's how I started my first company, DJConnection.com. If you have no money, pro tip, write that down. You got a cold call. So I'm cold calling. I'm working at Applebee's, Target, and DirecTV, and in my downtime, which was never, while driving, you're not supposed to, you know, call and drive, especially on those old Nokia phones, you know. But I would cold call people all day trying to convince them to book me for their corporate party, for their wedding, that kind of thing. So I just get back into my cold call group. I'm calling churches. They're all saying no, 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 no. And then, yes, one of my clients, Rhema Bible College, said, yes, you can have it there. However, this is the fun fact your listeners don't know. I had already sold 1,000 tickets to my building, and my building only holds 500 people. And so JT over here, JT, he's like, dude, where are we going to put the people, right? I mean, you're selling tickets?
Yeah, and we're just piling on, and I'm like,
I'm like, dude, these people can ride each other piggybacking. I don't care. We'll do it this. We'll do it this way. We'll get 500 people in my building, and then they're all going to have one guy sitting on their shoulders and one guy sitting between their legs. And then people are going, you can't be kidding me. I'm like, listen, I'm Noah-ing right now. Noah didn't have it all figured out. He just started building the ark. So we're going. Rhema says yes. So we announced we're having at Rhema, 50,000 people request tickets, my friend. Joe, 50,000. We only have room at Rhema for 3,000 people. They haven't had over 3,000 people there since 1997.
Wow.
So I get on the phone with Craig. I said, Craig, Pastor Craig, can we get more people? He says, I'll try to make it work. And I'm going, come on now, you got it. And it's like that scene from Star Wars, stay on target, stay on target. Luke, stay on target. You know, we're just going, stay on target. We're going, we're moving it. Now we have 4,000 people, and we have 4,500 people. When you were at the event, there was 5,000 people in the building, and
wow,
we filled it up. And right down to the week of the event, certain people were saying, you can't have it because you don't have enough police. I added more police. You can't have it unless you have the SWAT team. I added the SWAT team. You can't have it unless you have the sheriff of your city present. I booked him as a speaker, and you probably saw that.
Yes, I did. I thought it was great.
I know we tell you what it costs to fly in speakers. Do you want to talk about jet fuel? Turns out jet fuel's not free, you know? So you got to get jet fuel. You got to have 24/7 security for these people, three or four people. You know, my wife's like, hey, honey, have you done the math? I'm like, listen, we don't have time for math. We're trying to save America here. Let's say, so we're doing it. You know, I'm looking at about 350,000 to 400,000 in the hole. I'm realizing we got to get at least 3,000 people to this place to break even. And JT, you know, we're doing scholarships even right now. If people want to come to the Tampa event, on June 17th, 18th, and 19th. JT, what happens if somebody can't afford the $250 ticket? What do we do?
We put them on scholarship. We don't want anyone to be turned away.
What's the lowest? What's the lowest price that someone paid today that you know of?
$10.
$10 a ticket, my man.
Wow.
So, Joe, if anybody wants to come to this, if anybody wants to come, I will not turn anybody away because of price. And you say, how are you going to pay for it? I don't know. I don't think Jesus had that thought. In Luke chapter 9, Jesus told the apostles, you 12 guys, go out there town to town, share the truth, lay hands on people, heal people, share the gospel.
Yep.
And by the way, if people reject you, shake the sand out of your sandals and keep on going. So I'm just going. You know, Luke chapter 9, Matthew 5:11 says, blessed are ye who are persecuted. My phone got banned in the process for calling people. I couldn't call my wife. I had to switch new phones. I got kicked off of Instagram. I got kicked off of LinkedIn. Lynn Wood and I got Parler kicked off the internet because of our fireside chats. And we're just going, stay on target, stay on target. I must be blessed. Matthew 5:11 says, blessed are ye who are persecuted.
Hey, you do it. Listen, I just had this conversation before you came on in the last segment about, is God your sufficiency? Is God your direction? Or are you calling the psychic network every day? I mean, who are you trusting for your life? And
I'm
a lot of Christians won't step out like this like you are. You're one of the warriors for sure.
Dude, I'm reading Ephesians, man. In Ephesians, it says we're supposed to give thanks without ceasing. And it occurred to me that that's a large percentage of the day. I mean, we're supposed to, without ceasing, that's all of it.
Yeah.
It's a big part of the pie chart of life.
Yep.
So when I'm supposed to be worrying, I'm worshiping. When I got told, you can't have the event because you don't, it's a ridiculous voicemails, but it's like, boop, I'm calling on behalf of the yada yada. I don't want to tell you, the event will be canceled unless you have 25 additional police officers. You know, and I'm going, oh, that's easy, baby. Easy. I want to let you know the event will be canceled because you don't have enough insurance.
I got to have you up for a longer period of time. I got the same thing when I did my first couple of prayer breakfasts, bomb threats, all that other stuff. Like, you know what, God, this is your gig. You got to deal with it. Where do people get more information on the events and how to get to them?
We're going to Tampa on June 17th, 18th, 19th. Go to TimeShow.com. TimeShow.com. We're going to Tampa.
All right, we're gonna have you on just before the event so we can beef it up again. Clay, God bless. Keep going. Don't stop. And keep us up on what's going on. Joe Messina, your host, will be back right after
you
this.
You are cheap. No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Marking his 100th day in office, President Biden held a drive-in rally in Georgia. He thanked Democrats for their vote, saying the balance in the Senate made the difference in getting his stimulus plans passed.
Because of you.
the rest of the world, because of your two senators, the rest of America was able to get the help they got so far.
He also said he's following through with his campaign promises.
We created, in the first 100 days, 1,300,000 new jobs. 1,300,000 jobs in 100 days. That's more new jobs in the first 100 days of any president in history.
Last night, during his address to a joint session of Congress, the president outlined his American Families Plan. The price tag is nearly $2 trillion, and Republicans say that amount is way too high. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-55. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of. I mean that sincerely. I want you part of the solution. The way you get that happen is you just listen. Right? I mean, seriously. And I do appreciate, you know, I appreciate you guys in the chat room, too. I know I joke with you about some of the stuff you're discussing. But I do appreciate the time that you take in there and really help get the ball rolling. I mean, seriously, people, it's when you have somebody like Cleon and others, and they're out there trying to do things. They're out there trying to make stuff happen. And I know those generalities I'm talking in, but you know what I mean. He's giving you information that you can push back with. You need information. It's exactly why I keep telling you. That, you know, these constitutional classes of Rick Green's, these biblical citizenship classes, you know, if you're a Christian and you really don't know and you think that God doesn't want you involved in politics. Now, when I say in politics, that doesn't mean to get you up on a stage and start screaming how much in love with Trump you are. That's not what I'm talking about. But if God gave you government, why aren't you caring for government? Why aren't you trimming it? Why aren't you making sure that you're doing everything you can to make sure that you get the right people in there? So the people can be at peace, like the Bible says. Are you doing that? No, really, are you doing it? So, or are you running away going, no, it's a God thing, I can't do anything about it. It's not true. It's not a biblically true statement. So you got guys like Clay, myself. I mean, there's hundreds of us out there. And we have our different jobs to do, if you would. But, it hurts your heart when you sit here and you go, look at these people who don't think that God had a hand in anything. And don't listen to these guys that say that our founding fathers were theists. They didn't want anything to do with God. They were actually running away from religion. I mean, you hear all these things out there. Read their letters. Check out the wall builders' website. Check out Rick Green's videos. They have the actual letters from founder to founder. They have the actual comments from the diaries that were made when they were putting this stuff forward. And you know where their hearts were. You'll know where their minds were. You know what they were trying to do. And the fact that we don't have anything to do with God in our public schools is nowhere near what the founding fathers wanted. 9 judges, 9 unelected people who we didn't have a say in, decided that fate. But it is our fault, because even if you weren't here then, you weren't born when all this went down. It was so-called Christians, humans, people who lived in this country, that elected others that went ahead and put heathens on the Supreme Court. Am I wrong here? See, remember, it's a representative government. If we're going to tolerate this hate, if we're going to tolerate thieves, if we're going to tolerate bullies, then we elect them in. We deserve what we get. And some of you will say, you know, that's not true, Joe, because look who we got as president. No, you're right. You're right from a standpoint it was stolen, which is why the people are so outspoken and mad. But what are you willing to do about it next time? Are you willing to surround that truck even if the cops show up the next time a truck shows up with the 5,000 ballots in it out of nowhere at 2:30 in the morning? Are you willing to do that? I would be. And it doesn't make me better than you. I'm just telling you. I would be. I'm tired of this stuff. See, I'm not fighting for me anymore. It's not about look what you're doing to me. I got grandkids now. And I never really understood what people talked about, but it's the truth. You're looking at them saying, what kind of world are we leaving them? What are they going to think about grandma and grandpa that was sitting on the couch doing absolutely nothing to make sure that they didn't get indoctrinated into a socialist world? Do you really want your grandchildren or your nieces and nephews, if you younger guys, do you want your kids growing up in Venezuela North? I mean, here we are in California. And this year alone, we've had probably a dozen powerless days, or portions of. We've had internet-less days. We've had problem getting food and even medication at times. This is America. This is the U.S. We shouldn't be having these problems. This should not be an issue. Well, what's that say about us? And you Christians? I'm just going to pound away. I don't care if you stop listening. I really don't. If you can't handle the truth, this is not the place for you. You vote for a man that openly supports killing babies. And even the bishops' council of this country, from your church, from the Catholic Church, will say, if you're a Catholic and you vote for Joe Biden, you got a problem. You got a real problem. Because the Catholic bishops now have opened up and said they've written him a letter. They have written other dioceses a letter and said he's not going to be allowed to take communion. Reason behind it, and don't give me this stuff where, oh, you're not supposed to judge. Yeah, okay, whatever. Not what it says, but you do your own homework. I'm tired of spoon-feeding people. But you can't advocate for the death of human beings and tell me what a man or woman of God you are. You can't do it. You know, think about this. I wrote a piece that took a lot of heat over. You can find it on the website. Why do women get to play God? And if you lay out the way the laws are laid out for abortion, they do get to play God. Man's got no say in it, even if he wants to be part of it. Right? A woman can decide what to do with her body. Well, apparently, the infant's body as well. She gets to play God from a standpoint, she gets to give life or take life. I mean, it's what God set it up, right? I mean, she truly, whether you want to hear it or not, the woman does give life. That's when the man and the woman come together the way God intended. But she also gets to stop that life. She gets to stop that heartbeat. She gets to play God for all intents and purposes. Who else wanted to be like God? Right? How did Eve fall into this? Hey, you'll be just like God. Take a bite. He knows the minute you eat that thing, you're going to be just like him. You're going to have all his knowledge. Right? We're back at it. There's nothing new here. Right? And this word, again, some of you in the chat room, you've been with me for years. And I've been screaming, do not let them define meanings of words. Stop it. And it started with racism. You saw it happening with racism. Right? Everything was racist. Having a turkey dinner was racist because some kids grew up and they never tasted turkey. They didn't have turkey. Their parents didn't have the money for them to have turkey. So that makes it racist. No, it does not. It simply bears out the fact that they were poor and my parents weren't, or something along those lines. Or that my parents decided to save all year whatever they had to make sure that we had a turkey. And some people, even if they did save all year, they couldn't get a turkey. I get that. Such is life. And for you Christians who keep thinking you're going to make everything better, my God, what are you, Jesus above Jesus? Jesus said the poor and the sick would always be with you. Was he drinking? Now, again, it doesn't mean that we don't try to take care of people. Right? That doesn't mean you stop doing the right thing. But to go after something thinking you're going to wipe out poverty, you're going to wipe out sickness, you're going to wipe out disease, you're going to wipe out poor, it's not going to happen. Because you hear this all the time, and it's so true. To a degree, being poor is a mindset. We've talked about this a million times. And not just poor in dollars. Poor in judgment. Poor in choices. I've got friends of mine that still live in the area that I grew up in because they're of Italian descent, and this is the only thing you'll ever be able to do. This is the only thing you'll ever be good for. Don't think you're going to get out of here. And they're still there. They're in their 60s, and they're still there. Right? I moved across the country. Doesn't make me better than them. I just started sitting in my head going, I don't have to be stuck here. I'm 21 years old. I go any place I want to go. This is a free country. Well, it was at the time. And some of you heard me tell the story. I truly flipped a coin. Tails was Texas. Heads was California. So I came to California. I had $1,000 in my pocket. So when I run out of money, I'll call home for help. It was that simple for me. And it's not my white privilege, believe me. I mean, my story about California, I should make a small book over it because it's quite humorous, actually. But again, it's me wanting it, going after it, and living in a country that allows it to happen. It doesn't tell me where I can move. I don't have to ask for permission. Come and see your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far, a lot more coming up after the break, really. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
Mixed up Siciliano? I mean, Sicilian? Really? 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved in the conversation. You know, there's a lot going on out there. A lot. Lock onto something that you're willing to fight for. Uncomfortably willing to fight for. Lock onto something and fight for it. Make it happen. We'll talk about the parents who took back a school district the other day. And I don't know how the law is with that, but everybody in the place resigned, all the trustees, and parents just stepped up and took their rightful place and got voted in. Now, I don't know if that really, you know, how legal that is, but whatever they did, they did. But it shows you how fed up parents are getting. They're done. They're just done with it all. So amid a pandemic, we got companies who are handing over big money, but not to who you think. Facebook, Google, Blue Shield of California, they're just among a couple of mega companies that have donated over $226 million on causes close to Gavin Newsom's heart. Probably someone himself. It's a fun, you know, when you look at the money that Newsom spent with these companies. I mean, from the state alone. All the equipment purchased from IBM. Right? Blue Shield. Think of the business they state through their way. Now, state records reviewed by the Times show that so-called behested payments surged in 2020 for some reason, compared with the year before that, when companies gifted, you know, $12 million. So it's funny, they got $12 million in 1 year, $200-some-odd million the next. What happened? The governor's haul last year during COVID was six figures as much as that reported by the preceding governor, Jerry Brown. With no limit on how much money can be donated by organizations or individuals, millions of dollars flowed into prop up public services during the pandemic. Right? They funded many of Newsom's favorite programs, including an effort to address homelessness and a public safety campaign promoting the importance of wearing masks. And that's not going to stop soon. They have a feeling that he's going to make it again. He's going to get past this thing. He's not going to. Not going to happen. You know, the amount of corruption in Sacramento, California, it's just, I mean, I hate to put it this way, but it's like awe-inspiring. How they get away with this stuff. Like, in your face, and they get away with it. It's just so amazing. The Republicans need to learn. I don't want them doing exactly the same thing. But I want them to learn how it's approached and how it's worked through. Now, I remember told you about the, you know, when Trump said the UN was pretty much useless. Well, it is. And we know it is. You know, putting China or North Vietnam at the head of human rights, the other human rights councils, been done a half a dozen times. Calling out Israel for their treatment of women, Israel. And now, I can't even believe this. The UN has made Iran the head of the Commission on Women's Rights. No, you heard that. No matter how much you've been drinking, you heard that. The UN has voted to make the Iran the head of the Human Rights the Women's Rights Council. And it's a 4-year term for these people. This is the principal global intergovernmental body. And the only thing it works on, the only thing it works towards, is the equality of women worldwide. Does anybody know how they treat their women there? Beating them with a stick if they're not in line? If they do things that are against the Quran, I supposedly, they'll get beaten, they can be beheaded or stoned. And don't tell me it's not happening, because it is. It does still happen. But the vote yesterday by the UN Economic and Social Council, reported by the UN Watch, sparked outrage among human rights activists. Electing the Islamic Republic of Iran to protect women's rights is like making an arsonist, making the arsonist the town fire chief. Right? I mean, that makes sense. That's according to Hali Nuer, executive director of the UN Watch. It's a Geneva-based human rights group. It's absurd. It's morally reprehensible, she said. It's a black day for women's rights. And the first thing Iran's going to do is going to do what the rest of them do. They're going to go after Israel and punish them for human rights or rights against women. Atrocities against women. I don't even know what for. Right? That simple. Though the ballot was secret, UN Watch has determined that at least 4 of the 15 EU and Western group democracies, which include Australia, Austria, Canada, Finland, France, Latvia, Germany, Luxembourg, Netherlands, Norway, Switzerland, and the United Kingdom. Oh, and the United Votes. The United States. All voted for Iran. The United States voted for Joey B's person at the UN, voted to put Iran to watch over women's rights. So either he truly is deficient between the ears, or he truly is that hateful towards women. 2017, after similar ballot for the same UN Women's Rights Commission, a UN Watch campaign led to Belgium's admission that it voted to elect Saudi Arabia, to the revelation that the Belgian government made sure to tell the Saudis that they voted for them. They wanted to, you know, they wanted to rebuild, hold up, strengthen their relationship with the Saudis, not do what's right for women. A lot of times in politics, it's exactly the way it goes. They're not really doing what's right for women. They're not really doing what's right for people. They're doing what's right for their pockets. This is surreal, tweeted an Iranian women's rights activist. A regime that treats women as second-class citizens, jails them for not wearing the compulsory hijab, bans them from singing, bars them from stadiums, and doesn't let them travel abroad without the permission of their husbands, gets elected to the UN's top women's rights body. It shows you again how useless the UN is. Come on. You don't need to hear this from me. You already know this. Kyle Moore-Gilbert, the Australian academic held hostage in Iran for 804 days, was astounded at the election of her oppressor. How'd that happen? Because they don't care. It's all about power for them. It's really what it boils down to. You know, Iran's persecution of women is gross, it's systematic, both in its law and its practice, if you watch what it does. The UN's own Secretary General, they've reported on Iran's persistent discrimination against women and girls. They even added girls in there. Iran's fundamentalist mullahs force women to cover their hair, with many arrested and attacked daily under the misogynistic hijab law. Now, they require women to receive permission from her father to get married. Legal age for a girl to get married in Iran is 13. Now, younger girls are allowed to get married, too, with paternal and judicial consent. Right, because everybody wants to marry a 12-year-old, right? I mean, think about your own 12-year-old, really? Iran's fundamentalist mullahs force women to cover their hair, and many are arrested and attacked daily. Think about that line alone. Ayatollah Khomeini's regime imprisons courageous women's rights activists. Like 5 or 6 recently. Simply for the crime of peacefully demanding their human dignity. So why did the UN name these people? Right? These people are going to be... you know what should happen? Somebody should tell Joey B. that he has to adhere to the UN's Women's Rights Council when it comes to women in this country. See how long he lasts. Really, think about it. I mean, the women around here would be dumbfounded. Where'd that come from? Well, it come from your commander-in-chief who went to the UN and is going to allow them to dictate to you how you're allowed to dress or what you're allowed to say. Today, the UN sent a message that women's rights can be sold out, right, for backroom political deals. Let down millions of female victims. I mean, think about it. This isn't new. This isn't under a new regime. This isn't something Iran just recently started doing. And I realize that some of it they perceive to be religious beliefs. I don't know. I don't study the Islamic religion. But I'm amazed, again, how they were put the head of the Women's Rights Council there at the UN. Good luck. Joe Brazil, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.